And a good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. We do this every weekday morning. We take a little deeper dive than usual into ag news, farm news, how the news around the world affects you. And while the focus in South America has been weather recently, Brazil says they will start growing a soybean tolerant to Roundup and Liberty. And on the cutting edge is Beijing Debinong Technology Group. The Chinese biotech giant secured Brazil's nod for its genetically modified herbicide-tolerant soybean known as DBN9004, engineered to withstand the effects of glyphosate and glufosinate ammonium herbicides. Beijing Debinong's presence in South America is not new. They made a significant leap in 2022 when Argentina approved its genetically modified insect-resistant soybeans. The endorsement of DBN9004 signifies a strengthening bond between China and South American countries in ag technology and trade. This showcases an international effort to enhance crop production and food security. National corn growers this week extended the National Corn Yield Contest harvest entry deadline to December 5th after considering the unique challenges that growers across the country have faced during this harvest season. NCGA moved the deadline from today to next Tuesday. Do so at ncga.com/ncyc. The 2023 National Corn Yield Contest winner's announcement will still take place on Wednesday, December 13th. This week has produced a milestone event for sustainable aviation fuel.
The sound of aviation history being made. A Virgin Atlantic 787 from London landing in New York Tuesday, the first transatlantic flight powered by sustainable aviation fuel made from materials such as used cooking oils and agricultural wastes. Yes, it was just a demonstration flight. There's not yet a true sustainable aviation fuel industry, but as Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack tells audiences wherever he goes,
this is the future, and agriculture needs to be at the center of it.
Vilsack says ethanol in this country is about a 15 billion gallon industry, but as to the potential market for sustainable aviation fuel, it's not 15 billion.
This is 36 billion gallons.
And Vilsack says as this new industry develops and scales up,
there are unlimited opportunities here.
Vilsack says a fully developed sustainable aviation fuel industry could result in creation of as many as 1 million rural jobs.
But one hurdle that has to be overcome is the carbon intensity score of growing corn. Sustainable aviation fuel is refined on the West Coast, where everything is about CIS, the carbon intensity score. Some of those refiners are saying that we can't use your ethanol because your carbon intensity score is too high. This is Inside Agriculture, time for a break for the markets.